Though America and Britain had invaded both Afghanistan and Iraq, under President Obama's administration it had bombed Libya to dust and ash with the help of France, and the Saudis had all but submitted to the whims of the Zionists. Their most bloodthirsty asset was yet to be unveiled: ISIS. Like a plague, ISIS struck terror into the hearts and minds of the masses, spreading across Iraq and Syria, murdering countless men, women, and children from among the Sunni and Shia Muslims, as well as Christians, Jews, and others. 2014 would be a significant year in human history. In January, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi had assumed command of ISIS, partnering up with al-Qaeda, and they overran the city of Fallujah in Iraq's western province. By June, ISIS had captured Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. The Iraqi forces showed little resistance, many of them actually abandoning their posts. Like a bloody flood, ISIS washed over the outskirts of Baghdad to Crete and began pushing south. It was at this time that ISIS officially took upon itself the name Islamic State and declared the establishment of a self-proclaimed caliphate in the territories it had claimed in Iraq and Syria. It must be stated that there is nothing Islamic about this group, and there should be no doubts that the sole and main reason they donned this title was to tarnish the reputation of statehood under Islamic rule and to demonize the idea of a caliphate in the eyes of the world. In reality, the only true Islamic State is that which will be established under the true caliphate of the Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraju sharif, and it will be a state of unparalleled beauty, of firmly established justice, spiritual freedom, humanity, and brotherhood. It was ISIS that played a key role in reversing the perception of this true and ideal establishment of the future, to the extent where even the phrase Islamic State has become synonymous in the minds of the masses with bloodshed, evil, pain, and suffering. And now ISIS was spreading bloodshed across the Levant, while the world looked on with no one to stand against them. But there were those who resisted. June 2014, Ayatollah Sistani issued a fatwa calling for citizens to defend the country, its people, the honor of its citizens, and its sacred places. The citizens understood that it was wajib, compulsory upon them, to resist against this blatant tyranny. Thus was the Hashd al-Sha'bi, the popular resistance of Iraq, formed. One of the commanders of this courageous and loyal faction was none other than Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. In that same year, it was General Qasim Soleimani who was in the city of Amirli to work with the Iraqi forces and to push back ISIS militants. Amirli would become the first known town to successfully withstand an ISIS invasion. This victory against ISIS would send ripples of hope across Iraq. ISIS could be defeated. But ISIS had a powerful ally. It was during his operations in Iraq that General Qasim Soleimani uncovered the dark and shocking truth about the USA's deep collaboration with ISIS forces. It was Hossein Amir Abdullahian, the former deputy foreign minister, who would reveal, "When I was at the foreign ministry, I had a meeting with General Soleimani. He gave me documents and told me to slap them in the face of the West and the UN." General Soleimani had urged the foreign minister that when it came to negotiations with the USA, to put the documents on the table and tell the Americans, "This is what you are." The documents provided by General Soleimani contained precise information on the geographical position, time, and exact details of US collusion with ISIS. Amir Abdullahian said, when Mosul in Iraq was under the ISIS occupation, an American A330 landed at Mosul Airport. American generals got off the plane and military equipment was unloaded. He explained, at the airport's VIP lounge, the American generals talked with ISIS leaders in Mosul for 3 hours and 23 minutes, and then boarded the plane and returned. What did they, the Americans, bring for ISIS? Weapons and equipment it needed and that they had already agreed on. Elsewhere, 3 American helicopters landed and delivered military equipment to senior ISIS terrorists. According to the official, when ISIS commanders were arrested in recent months, Americans resorted to different security and military techniques or to the UN to have most of the ISIS leaders evacuated under the pretext that people were under siege and there was need for a ceasefire. General Soleimani was not only an effective general on the ground, but he now had detailed information on the reality of the USA's funding, collaborating, and arming of ISIS terrorists. And General Soleimani was not afraid to reveal these realities. There was no bargaining with him. There was no deterring him. Everywhere he showed up, liberation followed. And there was no way to bend his loyalties. What was more, General Soleimani was creating something which was, for the USA and its allies, a nightmare. That thing which he was creating was unity. General Soleimani has been described as the linchpin, bringing together various factions and groups to fight as one against the common threat. Most notably, he united many Kurdish and Shia forces to fight against ISIS and oversaw the operations conducted by the various groups. The common people across Iraq united under the banner of Hashd al-Sha'bi, led by Commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, and the Quds force marched alongside them, led by General Qasim Soleimani. Though they were popularly Shia factions, there were many Sunni brethren among them, and they were Iraqis, and they were Iranians, and they were Kurds. The Quran says, indeed, Allah loves those who fight in His cause in a row, as though they are a single structure joined firmly. Together, the United Allied factions hunted down the ISIS mercenaries, bombed them, shot them down, and captured them. They ambushed them. They set up traps and cornered them. The ISIS fighters, who had shown themselves to be the terror of the world, now revealed themselves for what they really were: cowardly, paid mercenaries and puppets of the great Satan, America. In the operation to liberate Jurf al-Sakhar, General Soleimani was reportedly present on the battlefield, and he had been described as fearless. Even on the front lines, he did not wear a flak jacket. It seemed that General Soleimani was waiting to rejoin his allies who had fallen before him throughout the years of warfare he had witnessed.
ما در روایت داریم که از قول امیر المؤمنین میفرمایند ما هر وقت مشکلی پیدا میکردیم و سختی ها بر ما وارد میشد و طاقتمون در سختی ها از دست میرفت به پیغمبر پناه میبردیم. من جمله ای که میخواهم در خدمت شما مردم در محضر شهدا عرض بکنم اینه که ما هر وقت در سختی های جنگ فشارها بر ما حادث می شد، وقتی که به شک به صورت بسیار مضطری هیچ کاری ازمون بر نمی آمد، پناهگاهی جز زهرا نداشتیم و ما هم پناهگاهمون زهرا بود.
It was through these years of hard fighting against the known enemies of Islam and Muslims that the bond of wilaya and brotherhood grew between General Qasim Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis.
Who do you like between Iranians?
I'm not only Iranian,
I'm
also Iranian.
Outside
of Wali Faqih? Yes, Qasim.
Why?
I don't know.
خیلی چیز هست.
1% توفیق خدا میکنم علی الاقل زنده باشم. ما دعا برای هم میکنیم خدا برای همیشه زنده نگردد. چیه؟ امام فرمودن ما از درکیدن ها عاجز میشیم. ما از درکینی مقام عاجزیم، همین بس که اونها در رب هم یرزدونه.
رابطتون باش چجوریه؟
رابطه سرباز.
سرباز هاش قاسم؟
سرباز هاش قاسم افتخار.
ایران داره کجا جنگیدی واسه عراق؟
برای ایران و عراق مثلا هیچ مشکلی نداره. ایران ام القرای ماست.
فکر بکنید که دیگه بسته، دیگه جهاد دیگه نمیخواد، سن من گذشته.
نه چون فکر نیستم خونه بود.
چرا؟
راحتم تو جهاد، تفریحم تو جهاد، سیاحت امت جهاد رسول الله میگه. اون سیاحت گردشگری امت من رسول الله میگه به اون جهاد.
تا حالا شده از چیزی بترسید؟
بله، از خبرنگارا، از شما.
غیر از ما،
غیر از ما، از خانم.
ما ملت شهادتیم، ما ملت امام حسینیم، ما ملت امام حسینیم.
In November 2014, under the command of General Soleimani, Shia and Kurdish forces wiped the filth of ISIS out of the Iraqi villages of Jalawla and Saadia and in the Diyala Governorate. But in that same year, ISIS made major gains in the north, capturing the city of Tikrit, 1,600 to 1,700 Iraqi army cadets and soldiers were massacred by ISIS. The Allied forces would have to regroup and be patient. In 2015, with months of careful and diligent preparation and intelligence, General Soleimani organized the crucial operation in taking back the city of Tikrit. Everywhere, ISIS mercenaries were hunted down like dogs and destroyed. The encampments were taken over, their strongholds broken, and they ran as fast as they could to escape the wrath of General Qasem Soleimani and Commander Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Some have even reported that ISIS were caught fleeing while wearing women's clothing. The Quran says, "And fight in the way of Allah those who fight against you, and do not exceed the limits. Surely Allah does not love those who exceed the limits. And kill them wherever you find them, and drive them out from whence they drove you out, and fitna is worse than killing." In 2017, General Soleimani sent a letter to the leader, Imam Khamenei, signaling the end of the territorial rule of ISIS. Funded by America, this bloodthirsty and merciless group had murdered, displaced, injured, and destroyed the lives of millions upon millions of Muslims across West Asia and human beings everywhere. And now, after years of massacres and violence, they had been defeated. The USA would go on to claim that they killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS. But the world had seen the realities and was beginning to see through the lies. America wished to punish the free people for their audacious stand against their tyranny. They knew that this man had put all of his life's efforts into stopping the oppressors and standing against the forces of tyranny. They knew that he was a light of inspiration for the freedom-seeking people of the world. They knew that this man had to be stopped.
خدا این اطلاع می فرماید که این الله اشترا می در مومنی انفوس هم و احوال هم بندن هم جنه، اونی که در برابر مجاهدت در راه خدا وجود داره و تقدیم کردن و روی دست گرفتن جان در مقابل این قرار شده او بهشته. الحمدلله خدای متعال به این برادر بسیار عزیزمون آقای سلیمانی هم توفیق داده میشد. بارها 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 جان خودشون رو در معرض تهاجم دشمن قرار دادن در راه خدا برای خدا. انشالله خدای متعال بهشون اجر بده و تفضل کنه و زندگی ایشون رو با سعادت و عاقبت ایشون رو با شهادت قرار بده.